The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Oh.
Keep teaching, tell me all about the Savior's love for all. That's what friends are for. Keep praying, keep giving, share the love of Jesus to us all. That's what friends are for. Keep teaching, tell me all about the Savior's love for all. That's what friends are for. Keep praying, keep giving, share the love of Jesus to us all. That's what friends are for.
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life, and there is no other name by which we can be saved. Will you give your life to Jesus? Keep preaching, keep teaching, tell me all about the Savior's love. For all, that's what friends are for. Keep praying, keep giving, share the love of Jesus to us all. That's what friends are for. Keep preaching, keep teaching, tell me all about the Savior's love for all. That's what friends are for. Keep praying, keep giving, share the love of Jesus to us all. That's what friends are. Keep preaching. Tell me all about the Savior. Oh, 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 oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful day. We appreciate your graciousness and your kindness. We thank you for being such a loving Father. We thank you for this Sunday morning. We are praying that your word will rule and reign in our hearts and you'll be glorified in the name of Jesus. Lift up your Bibles, everybody.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I. Oh, I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I. Oh, I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about a very important subject this morning. Now, turn the Bible with me to Revelations chapter 3 and verse number 7. Revelations chapter 3, verse number 7. Can we all read it out loud and clear? Ready, go. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Verse number 8, I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Amen. I want to talk to you about open doors. Amen. Now, the phrase is in verse number 8. He says, behold, I have set before thee an open door. Hallelujah. This word is for somebody here in particular. Can the word be for you? Do you believe it's for you? God said, behold, I have set before thee an open door. You're about to enter open doors for your life. You are going to go through open doors. Are you here or gone home? Long before they made remote control doors, God already had open doors. Just like the prison doors opened for Peter to walk out, for Paul to walk out, every door that is closed, may God open it for you. I said, may God open it for you. Do you believe what I'm saying? God said, I've set before thee an open door. Amen. Now, it's very important to see and recognize doors. How do I recognize a door? How do I recognize a door? Amen. Are you excited?
Wow, what a blessing. Hallelujah. Where's Ernesto? Is Ernesto here? Ernesto, I didn't see. Is he in church? All right, he's not. He is. You saw him? All right, Enoch, where's Ernesto? Found him? All right, okay. Okay, beautiful. 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 All right, okay. Bible says, I've set before thee an open door. Now you see, God has an open door for you to walk through. Nothing will restrain you and limit you. I said, nothing will restrain you and limit you. Shout amen. How do you recognize a door? How do you see that a door has been opened for you? Another word for a door is opportunity. Somebody say opportunity. May your life be full of opportunities. Am I talking to anybody here? This is what we call open doors. When we have testimonies of God blessing you, God being gracious to you, all that it means is that God has opened the door for you. For example, if I give you 100,000 Ghana cedis right now, the testimony is not that you have received 100,000 cedis or dollars, but now you have an opportunity to prosper and based on what you have received. Because somebody can receive 100,000 and within 6 months, the money is finished. Because he did not see that blessing as an opportunity to do better. Do you have any shouter in the church? Bishop said everybody must have a shouter. I think I have a shouter around here. Are you in the church or going home? Every church needs a shouter. Say amen. Are you here or going home? Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, the testimony, you know, I know my children tell me about one of these basketball players in America. He spent $1 million in a day. He wasted $1 million in a day. What's his name? Does anybody know the name? I mean, he blew the money. He bought, I know things. He bought cars, dashed them, did this. He blew $1 million in a day. You can never say that he was not blessed. But the problem is that he did not see that blessing as an open door. Can I have an amen? Anything that God gives you is an opportunity. May God fill your life with opportunities. When you get a new job, it's an opportunity to build on your life. That new job is not the end in itself. Amen. Nidaku, are you with me? That new job is not the end. It's not an end. It's a means to a greater blessing for your life. Shout amen. When you get my beloved, that itself is not a testimony. You may give a testimony, you have a beloved, but it's an open door that will lead you into a greater blessing. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. How do you recognize doors? Because the problem is that many of us can't see when God gives you an opportunity. Many of us, God has, he said, that is why Jesus said that I have set before thee an open door. You see, the reason is that many people cannot see when there's a door in front of them. Is that Richard? Can I see you at the back there? Beautiful. I'm going to employ some people in the church. I'm going to call them guardian angels. They are going to move around and see those who are on their WhatsApps when I'm preaching. Especially around the back there. I'm going to have guardian angels or spiritual policemen. Because some of you, when I'm preaching, you're either sleeping or you're on your WhatsApp, you're on Facebook. So the angel police are going to be going around. Is it a good policy? Is it a good policy? Yeah, these are big men, solid men. This area going. What a shock. So that you will not be on your WhatsApp and all these type of things. Amen. Akrato, how's it going? Are you here of going home? Now, God, you're speaking, saying that I have said before you. Many of us have had opportunity, we have blown the opportunities. You didn't see it. When you got that little blessing, you thought that I must go and buy shoes. I must go and buy wig. I must go. You didn't know that blessing was a door to a greater blessing. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. How do you recognize a door? When you don't look at the size of a door to determine the size of the room. Are you here or going home? The size of the door doesn't necessarily determine, and also the contents in the room, what is inside the room. Where's your husband?
Okay.
Amen. Now listen, what I'm telling you this morning is the fact that you may see a very small door, but that small door may lead to the greatest blessing of your life. I was standing in, I was in Switzerland some years ago, in Zurich. I see you there in the name of Jesus. And as I stood with some friends chatting around the bus stop, then suddenly we saw the police come to clear everybody. Move. Just moved us. Moved all over. The siren was on. Moved us away. We are standing by a wall. Then when they moved us away, suddenly, that solid wall that we saw there, the wall just opened. And when the wall opened, then we saw this brilliant van. A van that is carrying thousands or millions of dollars drive through the door. And when it drove in, the door just, the wall just shut again. And then it became a bus stop. You see, we did not recognize that we are standing before an open door. For us, it was a bus stop. But inside that place was a door that led to millions of dollars. May you recognize a door that God has set before you. Come on, shout amen. If you don't know it, you walk in ignorance. Am I talking to anybody here? If you do not recognize an open door, you will walk in ignorance. And you will not even see how God has blessed you. You will not even see opportunities that God has blessed you. Many young people hearing me, many of you sitting here, God has placed before you opportunities. In fact, belonging to this church is an open door for somebody. Am I speaking the truth? Just the fact that you walked out of your home and came to this church, you are walking through an open door. Don't see this place as just coming to relax. See it as an open door for your life. I didn't hear your shout of hallelujah. So very briefly, I want to give you three doors that God has set before you. Amen. Three doors. Very important. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And verse number 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse number 8. Paul said, "But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." Should I read it again? Let's all read. Everybody join me and let's read it out. Ready, go. "For and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." Come on, read it one more time like you really believe it. "For and effectual." When the word effectual means effective or powerful. Can we even a New Living Translation so we can understand it better? We'll come back to King James, NLT. It said, "There is a wide open door for great work here, although many oppose me." Now, I want to say, King James, I want to say that every time there's a door, There are also enemies and adversaries.
Hallelujah. Are you well? Are you strong? God is with you. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Now Paul said, a great door and effectual. May you enter into a great door.
Amen.
I said, may you enter into a great door.
Amen.
Your life shall be filled with opportunities.
Amen.
Sometimes somebody you meet is a door that God has opened for you. Amen.
Amen.
You meet somebody, almost looks accidental, but actually it is a great door. If you can follow that door, you will go into one of the greatest blessings of your life. Say amen again. Now the first door that everybody must enter is the door of service. Somebody say the door of service. I didn't hear you at all. Amen. Now, everybody, now you need to listen to this short message very, very well. Everybody will stand before a door of service. A door of service. You know, in life, your blessing comes with service. I know you didn't hear me. Your blessing comes when you serve. Where's your husband? It's trouble. Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? What do you think? What do you think it means? Huh? Blessing comes with what? When you serve. What do you think it means? Yeah. No, I'm serious. When you serve, that's when the door. You see, anytime you have an opportunity to serve, you are walking through an open door. Can I have an amen?
Yeah.
The door of service will be opened before you.
Yeah.
In this church, it's a very short message I'm preaching, but I need you to listen to it. Say amen.
Yeah.
You will stand before a door of service. A door to serve God is an open door for blessing. Your amen is on admission.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Are you in church? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where have you been? Super. Now, I'm saying that everybody will stand before an open door. The door of service. The door to do something for God. The door to serve God. The door to serve somebody. The door to do something for God is an open door. Amen. Now you see, I don't want to accept the fact that anybody is in this church and you are not blessed. You cannot be in this church and not be blessed. I say you cannot sit under this anointing and your life will not change. And you will not be blessed. May a blessing come upon your life. That is why I teach the way I teach. That's why I say the things I say, because I do not want you to be left out in what God is going to do in people's lives. Are you here? God wants to bless you as much as he wants to bless her. Now, what will be the difference? What will God stand on to promote him and not promote you? What is God going to look at? God is going to give you an opportunity to serve. It is an open door. Thank you for clapping. Martin, it is called what? An open door. The door of service. The door of service. It is an open door. And it's an effective door. If you enter the door of service, a certain blessing will come upon your life that you cannot even handle. At the back, shout amen. Are you here today? A door of service. God wants to bless and promote you. But God will first see, I've said if an open door, will you enter the door of service? Anytime you have an opportunity to sing in the church, you have an opportunity to be a center leader, You have an opportunity to be an airport star. You have an opportunity to be in prayer ministry. You have an opportunity to drive a bus. You have an opportunity to dance the church. It is called a door of service. Only Christians are clapping. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The first door that everybody must enter is the door of service. Yes. You see, these young people coming to dance, it is their service they are doing for God. One day as you are dancing, you know, Bible talks about this man called, this woman called Elizabeth. And her husband was the husband? Zachariah. Now Zachariah was serving God and he needed a miracle in his life. But the fact that he had a need didn't stop him from serving God. I wish somebody heard me. He had a need, but he and his wife didn't have children, but that does not stop him from serving God. Bible says that Zachariah was in the temple serving God, serving. Bible, look at it. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless. Verse 7. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Bible says, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. That means that it was time for the reggae choir to come and sing, and he came and joined them in singing. It was time for January Bones to come and clean the church. And he said, I don't have a child, but I'm January Bone, and I'm going to come and say, because it is the time of my course. I'm preaching. I don't have a job, but it is time for us to usher. I'm going to be an usher. I'm going to follow up somebody. I'm going to be a center leader. Although I don't have a job, but it is my time to do something for God. What a way. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? It came to pass that while he executed the priestly office before God in the order of his course. That means that was his job. Hey, New Living Translation, you can understand that verse well. Verse 8. Bible says, 8. Quickly. One day, Zachariah was serving God. What was he doing? No. He was praying about his problems. Is that what he was doing? He was praying that God, I need a child. What are you? I know answer. Is that what he was doing? What was Zachariah doing? Because he was serving God in the temple. Now you see, I need to get slot this in. The beauty of serving God is that God gives you an environment and a situation where you can serve him. He was serving not in the street, but in the temple. You cannot stay at home and say that I serve God. I serve God by watching the Liga. I serve God on my own. You must serve God at a particular place. So Zachariah was serving God in the temple. I pray for every young man, every young woman, every elderly person. May you serve God in the temple. Come on, shout amen. You didn't come to the Kadesh to look at the beauty of the church. God didn't bring you here just to come and admire the light. You came here so that you can serve God in the temple. What a word. What a word. Are you here? Push your name and say, serve God in the temple. Say, serve God in the temple. Am I talking to anybody here? Cousin, the reason why God gave you some excellence in technology so that you can serve God right there in the temple. Every gift, every talent you have, may you use it to serve God in the temple. I'm preaching. Are you there? Your beauty is not for you to smile to some foolish men on the street of Accra. Apostles, God has made you beautiful. Come and smile to the people. Say, hello, you're welcome to church. May you serve God in the... I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. If you have a good voice, God gave the voice so that you can serve God in the... You can serve God in the... Am I preaching to anybody here? Ask your neighbor, are you serving God in the temple?
Ask him, hold the shield and shake him and ask him, are you serving God in the temple? Or I said, shake him and ask, are you serving God in the temple? Hallelujah. God brought you here for a reason. Because he wants to bless you. But first of all, you've got to know how to serve God in the temple. What a word. What a word. Hallelujah. He was serving God in the temple, for his order was... Thank you. For his order was on duty that week. In other words, April boys were on duty that week. April boys were supposed to clean their church that weekend. And Zachariah said, I don't have a child, but that will not stop me from coming to clean the carpet. I don't have a job, but that will not stop me from coming to, because it is my week of service. This is the word of God. Tell your neighbor, this is the word of God. Oh, what a word, 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 what a word. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I don't know what you need, but I have a solution and answer for the need in your life. Maybe you need a new job. Maybe you need a beloved. Maybe you need a car to drive. But there's a way to receive the blessing of God. I'm preaching. One day, someone say one day. Come on, shout one day. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake it and tell you, one day is coming. Your one day is coming. Your one day is coming. I said, shake him and tell him, your one day is coming. Your one day is coming. Hallelujah. One day Zachariah was serving God in the temple, for his order was on duty that course, that week. His order was on duty that week. Now listen to what happened, verse 9. And as was the custom of the priest, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to be. May God choose you to serve in the temple. Now look at what happened. The Bible says, while the incense was being burned, great crowd stood outside praying. And verse number 11, while Zachariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord, hymns choir, are you here? One of these days, as you are singing on the stage, an angel will appear to somebody here. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Spike nuts. As one day, as you are dancing on stage, may your angel appear one of these days. Are you there? Singing band. One day, as you are moving and moving your buttocks and moving your body, may your angel appear one of these days. Kato shaka bahata. Zambondari bahata kabaya. Ushers, as you are carrying the basket, moving around, collecting offering, may your angel appear one of these days. I said, may your angel appear one of these days. Say, I receive it. While Zachariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right of the incense altar. Verse 12. Zachariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. Let's move on quickly. But the angel said, don't be afraid, Zachariah. God has heard. Are you clapping for the Lord? Add a shout to your clap. I said, add a shout to your clap. Yes. You don't give offering. You don't sing in the choir. You're not an usher. Clap it till you can't clap and shout. Come on, lift your voice and give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah. Now, it's amazing. The angel came and said what? Your prayer God has done what? God has heard. But was Zachariah praying for himself? He was not praying about his problem. He was mopping the floor. He was singing with the hallows in the choir. He was in the prayer ministry. He was in the bath, collecting the people from his center and bringing them to church. And the angel came and said, your prayer has been heard. May God bring an answer to save him. That is why I'm telling you, the door you must enter is called the door of service. Say, I'm going to enter my door of service. Say, I will enter my door of service. Come on, say it again. I will enter my door of service. In other words, every time it's a time to sing, I will sing. Sometimes the song doesn't go so well, but I will not retire from singing. I will still sing anyway. Sometimes the preaching doesn't go the way I... Sometimes when I call them to come for a set meeting, they don't come, but I will not retire. I will still do my work. I will continue doing my work in the church. He was not praying about his problem. He's not praying about his wife's problem. He was serving God. And the angel came and said, Zachariah, God has heard your prayer. Push him and say, God is hearing you. God is hearing your prayer right now. Tell the lady sitting there, tell her, God is hearing your prayer. Shout into her ears, God is hearing your prayer. Shout into somebody that God is hearing your prayer. Hallelujah. And he said, your wife, Elizabeth, will give you a son. And you are to name him John. Clap your hands for the Lord. Now listen. All I'm saying to you this morning, point number one, is that a door of service shall be opened for you. Amen. Oh, Bible tells us of a young lady whom her parents sent to go and fetch water. And she went to she carried the bucket and went to the well. And she began to fetch water. Now, while she was fetching water, a man came to the place. And a man said, I'm thirsty. And the lady looked at him and said, who are you? He said, my name is... He mentioned his name, Eliezer. He said, Eliezer, I don't know who you are, but I don't care who you are. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to serve you water anyway. So Rebecca went and fetched water from the well and came and gave to Eliezer. And Eliezer had camels carrying a lot of load, and the camels were thirsty. And Rebecca said, I'm not doing it for any salary. I'm just serving anyway. She went and fetched water and fed this one and fetched another water. He fetched all the animals that Eliezer was carrying until they were all full. And on her, as she turned back to go, Eliezer said, Madam, come. What is your name? My name is Rebecca. I said, wow, Rebecca, you see these animals? They are carrying gold. Take one of them home. I see God surprising somebody. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord one more shot. Amen. I said, amen. Oh, yes. They were carrying bracelets, gold, many precious things. And then Rebecca was surprised. I want to tell you something. Don't serve because of what you will gain. Serve God because He is God. And God has many ways of surprising you, blessing you, promoting you, and lifting you up. Say, I receive it. Listen. Then Rebecca was shocked. And Eliezer said, by the way, I would like to go and say hello to your parents. And Rebecca said, no problem. I'm going to take you to my house. I live at Crispo City. And so, so this Eliezer followed. He following with all the animals. And they went and saw Rebecca's father. And Eliezer told Rebecca's father, oh, I'm a servant of Abraham. Do you remember Abraham, that relative from this country? And he sent me here to come and find a wife for his only son Isaac. But when I saw this young lady, when I saw her heart, the way she sang, the way she's singing, the smile, the joy, the pleasure, I told myself, there's nobody who can be a better wife than this girl. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Are you there? I'm Tell some of you choristers, when you are singing on stage, don't squeeze your face. I said, don't squeeze your face. Keep smiling. God will touch somebody's heart. I like the lady, the one to the land, the one, that one who is smiling, who is dancing. I like a smile. Somebody, I think God surprising you. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you there? The next time we read about Rebecca, she was married. She did not go to the well to go and find a husband. Don't come to church to find a husband. Come to church to serve God. In the course of serving God, God will give you a job. God will give you a wife. God will give you a husband. God will promote you. Say, I believe it. What a word. What a word. Are you there? Will you serve God? Will you serve God? Rebecca did not know that the water she was fetching for the guy was an open door. May you enter the door of service. I said, may you enter the door of service. Number two, and I'm ending now. The second door you are going to enter in is called the door of utterance. Somebody said the door of utterance. Colossians chapter 4, verse number 3. I'm going to end now. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. Without praying, Mako Shakaba Hatosiba, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance, a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. The second door that God will open for you is the door of utterance. Yes. Somebody should have shouted amen. The door of utterance. The door to speak. I said the door to speak. I see preachers rising up in this church. I see ministers rising up from this church. I see God giving you the door of utterance. You will speak the oracles of God. Your family shall be saved. Your friends shall be saved. Your siblings shall be saved. Say, I believe it. May you enter the door of utterance in Jesus' name. God will show you what to say. Some of you are going to preach in trotros. Yeah. A gentleman came to say, Bishop, I want to preach in trotro, but I'm afraid. Every time I sit in the bus, in the trotro, on the way to work, I want to start preaching, but my heart is beating. Can you pray for me? I pray for myself. He came back and said, Bishop, every day from work and back, I preach in trotro and trotro. After I finish preaching, they ask me, who day do you go to? I said, come to the Kadesh. I see the door of utterance being opened for somebody here. You'll be a preacher. Say, I'll be a preacher. I will preach the word. Say like you believe it. I will preach the word. I will preach the word. May preachers rise out of this Kadesh. May preachers rise out of this church. Am I preaching? Are you hearing me? So see, all you can say is rap girls. You know how to rap girls. When you see a girl, hi baby. When I heard your voice, my heart began to move from the left to the right. And the girls just say, oh, don't say that, don't say that. You have robbed girls all your life. You have deceived girls all your life. But from now on, you'll be a preacher of the word. You'll be a preacher of the word. May you preach the word of God. The door of utterance. I said the door of utterance. I'm booming the preaching. God will give you opportunities. I said opportunities to preach to people. They will gather to hear you preach. They gather to hear the counsel from you. Some of you, when you start going to work, your boss will come. Let's hear what he has to say. You will speak counsel to your boss. You will speak wisdom to your boss. You will lead your boss to Christ. People will come and know Christ through you. Say, I believe it. What a word. What a word. I see the door of utterance being opened for somebody. Am I talking to anybody here? Do you know how to rap? Have you rapped a girl before? Have you rapped a girl before you? Pardon? What did you tell the girl? Where's the microphone? Come, come, come. Listen, hey, look, listen to what he said. What did you tell her?
Bishop, I told her, hello, baby. I need you twice in my life.
I need you twice in my life. Yes.
Now and forever.
Did you hear that? He said, he told a girl, baby, I need you twice in my life. Now and forever. Look at your mouth. From now, may you be a preacher of the way. May you speak the counsel of God. May the anointing to preach come upon you. May people gather to hear you preach. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. Are you here? May your center grow. May your basenta grow. May multitude gather. When you meet at your center, may you be 100 people. May they gather to hear you preach in your basenta. May there be 25 people gathering to hear you preach. May God make you a preacher. Say, I will be a preacher. Say, like you believe it. One more time. One more time. God will use you. The door of utterance. The door of utterance is being opened for somebody here. Number three, as you close. The third door they are going to enter is called the door of faith. Say, the door of faith. I need you twice in my life. Now and forever. You need Jesus. You need Jesus twice in your life. Now. You know things. Small boy like you know things. Hello. The final scripture. Acts chapter 14. Verse 27. Paul writing. Say. Hello. And when they were come. This is a story about concerning Paul. When they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them. Amen. And how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. They rehearsed. They give testimonies. They give testimonies of all that the Lord has done with them. And how God has opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. I see a door of faith open for the Kadesh. I see a door of faith open for the Kadesh. Anybody you invite to church, they will come to church. They will come and believe in God. There are people who point you and say, you brought me to Christ and you brought me to church. May the door of faith be open for somebody here. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody. Come on, stand to your feet and clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, the door of service. The door of utterance. And the door of faith shall be opened for me. Do you believe it? Are you here? A door of faith shall be opened for you. You have testimonies. 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 God will bless you. Lift your two hands up high. And thank the Lord right now. Kado Raba Shatabala. Riki pori anda bahasa tenuami, vipi ando bololos wataha, randi katoka bania tololos, ria apa nuami kenuami tenuami, sikita tama bania suara, ni apa nuami tenuami atuatai, kanti kapa sikere, rika bololos, ikan tololos kapa. Mejima merati, miti mehona nginara. Beye na mine chuma na minya nisem shira se ofre miye apribiara miti ni che bete no so o sane ono na wa adom shira ebuso beye chuma amerati. Oh,
worship and your soul. Oh, Sunday.
Close your eyes with me. Wherever we are this morning, I feel a conviction in this room. There's somebody who walked into church today. Your friends brought you. Your sister invited you and you came. Today, a door of faith has been opened for you. A door for you to encounter God. A door for you to meet Jesus. A door for you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you're here this morning, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I want Jesus to come into my heart. I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. If you're here this morning and you need Jesus in your life, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. And I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hands. Let it go high. It's called a door of faith. A door for you to meet Jesus. A door for Jesus to come into your heart. Lift your right hand up high. I want to pray for you, especially you in particular. Lift it up high. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. I pray that today will mark a day of a new beginning. If your hand is lifted up, I'd ask you to walk from where you are and come to me right in the front here. Come.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Close your eyes with me and lift your two hands up high as you pray. Lift your two hands up high to the Lord. And say with me and the whole church, join us as you pray. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins. Come into my heart. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. I promise to serve you. I promise to follow you. The rest of my life. Dear Lord Jesus. From today,
My life belongs to you.
From today,
My days belong to you.
Write my name
in the book of life.
Say with me, write my name in the book of life. My name is.
Mention
your name. Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
from today I belong to you.
I belong to you.
I will serve you
the rest of my life.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing me.
Thank you, Jesus,
for coming into my heart.
From today,
I am born again.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.